strap in and hold on. The fastest 2 hours of radio is going green. The Lead Lap. The Lead Lap, the longest running NASCAR radio show in East Tennessee. Presented by Food City. Value every day. Also brought to you by Bush's Beans, Bobcat of Knoxville, Bill Cox Furniture, Beginning Point Land Survey, Cox General Contracting, CFI Insulation, Phoenix Conversions, and Ted Russell Ford. The Lead Lap is produced in part by Trendsetters Media Group. We print everything. Now, let's go to the top of the pit box. Your pit boss for the Lead Lap, Ron Morton.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
Welcome back, hour two of the fastest 2 hours in radio. Happy Memorial Day weekend. It is our annual salute to soldiers call in. And tell us about a soldier that you know that paid the ultimate sacrifice. We just had somebody call in, Tim, and talking about a soldier that was MIA since 43. They brought him back in, I think, 2017, and he saluted him. And so you can call in and do the same. I'm your pit boss, Ron Morton, hat man in-house, lovely and talented Callie Gorgeous. It's the hashtag Small Business Strong Tour as we use the power of radio to help our small business sponsors reopen and get back in the black. As John Wilkerson would say, we are pleased to be joined by Andy White of Ted Russell Ford. Andy, how are you?
I'm great, guys. Thanks for coming out today. I appreciate having all y'all here today.
We can't go into the studio, so we came up with this dream that we would just start doing our show live from small businesses and trying to help get those guys reopened and show people the power radio and how we can do that. So we appreciate you having us.
What a better 57,000 square foot studio.
Hey, man, you're about 3 feet, but it looks like 6 feet. I mean, you know.
Oh, well, I'll scoot over.
You don't have the corona, do you?
Yeah, no, I know. No rona for me.
No corona. There went to Corona. Oh. Those are on the boat, I think. Yeah, thanks for having us, man. Yeah. I tell you what, I don't know how Chris Corum does it, being in and out of these car dealerships every week with working at Phoenix, but, I mean, it just wears me out.
It's not easy. You know, a lot of this stuff will often follow me home, as Callie knows, and I would like to see how many registrations of vehicles I've had in my lifetime, because I'll get out here to these car dealerships, like right here in Ted Russell Ford, and you see that Raptor, and I'm like, man, how cool that thing would be at my house. And Andy reminds me that there's 0% 84 month financing right now. So
there is. I've said that a couple times, David. I mean, you've got the Sherrod Mustang sitting here, a brand new 2020 GT350R, the race version. You got the Ford GT sitting over here, the 95 Ford Lightning, the 57 Ford. It's just really cool. I'd like to see my registrations too, because me and my kids sat down and we were going through all the cars that I've owned, and after I would go through the list, I would remember another one. And then I would remember another one. Then it would just it happens way too often in my house too.
Yeah, well, and if you're gonna spend your money on something, I say cars is it can be a pretty good investment. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you know which ones to buy in 25 years, like the GT, that thing is only going to appreciate.
Right.
And we were talking about the LFA earlier up the road, but. Yeah, it's a pretty good car show just to come and look at what's in the showroom and then, buy you a new F-150.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, we've got a great selection right now, and we've acquired some other 2019 Fords, and we've got those right now that you save thousands of dollars on, and most of those have 0% financing too. So we're just able to acquire those, bring them back in, put them in the fold, and be able to save the people in Knoxville and the surrounding area thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and that's awesome. You know, we just did some work on one for Tony Smith the other day. It was a 19 you were able to acquire on a new F-250, and the commercial department here is stout too, one of the one of the best here in Knoxville, with Tony Smith and Joe Chambly. If you need a transit or if you need a service body truck, got plenty of inventory here for that as well.
We're sitting down with Andy White. He is the president here at Ted Russell Ford. We are at the Parkside Drive location, which also you've got Lincoln here. Talk to us a little about the luxurious Lincoln. I know growing up, if someone had a Lincoln, I mean, they were rich. I mean, anybody had a Lincoln was considered to be pretty well to do. And if you had a Lincoln with suicide doors, you were really rich.
Well, and that one right there is the only one in the only one known for retail sale in the United States, sitting right there right now. It's a suicide door Continental.
I love it. I mean, so that both doors open up, and it's just like what we remember growing up. The old suicide doors. I remember Ronnie Speaks. He was a Elvis impersonator. He had a suicide door Lincoln, one of the first ones I ever saw. But you know, Lincoln has always stood for luxury. Really, their cars in the last couple of years have really turned it up a notch and made a comeback.
In 2016, Lincoln, well, Ford made a commitment to Lincoln to rebrand it, rebadge it, and just redevelop everything they got. And you know, we're the we were the very first Lincoln Black Label dealer, which is even a Black Label's a step up from the Lincoln, the normal Lincoln. So this is the Black Label showroom we have here right behind us where we're sitting. And now there is another dealer in Memphis, so there's two of us Black Label dealers in the state. And the Black Label brand of Lincoln has just absolutely taken off for us. And the volume of Lincoln and the people that are purchasing Lincolns, we're trading for Mercedes, BMWs, Porsches, Audis, Lexus, Cadillacs. When the Navigator came out, and even today, we trade for Escalades like crazy. Got the new Escalade coming out, I know, next year, but we've got tons of people that are still seeing just the pictures and saying, you know, I don't think I'm going to like the Escalade. It's time for another Navigator. So we've sold a ton of Navigators, and they make the long version and the short version. It's not really short.
Yeah, just a regular wheelbase.
So, we're very blessed and fortunate to be able to represent what we've got.
Talk to us a little about Ford. I know President Trump toured the Ford factory last week and talked a little bit about them stepping up and making ventilators and PPE stuff as an American made company. And Ford really did get behind the pandemic and did some things that a lot of the other dealers or manufacturers were not able to do. It's got to be a proud moment to be a Ford dealer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say when you started talking about that. It made me very proud to represent this brand for what they did and how they stood up for America during this time. And I mean, the respirators and the PPE and the face shields and everything they built didn't just stay here in America. They went all over the world, and some of their other plants around the world built those same things too. So I mean, we can talk about the United States and the greatest country in the world, which I know we all believe. But the Ford Motor Company was able to help out everybody in the world with this. So it made me very proud to represent them.
We're talking with Andy White. He is the president here at Ted Russell Ford Lincoln. Do you still say Mercury?
No.
Mercury's gone?
Yeah, 2011 it was gone.
It's branding. It stays with you.
So, yeah, it does.
Stays with
you. You'll still see Mercury symbols around here in the showroom every once in a while.
So no more Mercury. We're just Ted Russell Ford Lincoln.
Yes.
Yeah, Parkside Drive.
And Isuzu.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah. Do you have the Lincoln product up at your other store, Walker Springs? Mm-hmm. So you can come into either store today.
Yes.
Tell us why it's a good time to buy a car.
I've been doing this for 27 years now, 26 years. And this is by far the absolute best time I've ever seen as far as rebates and incentives and interest rates that I've ever seen. I just I can't think of another time. And talking to other people that have been in this business too, same thing. So
I want to ask you something. I know you're a big-time motorsports guy. You support a lot of the local tracks as well. You and I have spent time in Daytona together. Yeah. Really, at the end of the day, I mean, we're all gearheads. We like to see things go fast. What's the fastest car you got in here right now?
The GT.
The GT?
Yeah.
How fast is it?
It's got a top speed of 204 miles an hour.
So that's legal?
On a racetrack. Yeah. Yeah, but it's by far it's 211 miles an hour. It's one of the two. I can't remember, but it's by far that one.
Talking about going fast, I want to bring in Brad Hall. Brad, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
We got Brad Hall. He's a race car driver, and also him and his dad run Tazewell Speedway up the road, and he joins us in on this round table with Andy White. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Food City Lead Lap, Brad.
Well, thanks, guys. Good morning. Glad to be here.
Tell us what you got going on up the road.
Well, we've got opening weekend tomorrow night. We've got the UCRA Racing Series for $3,001 to win in the Melvin Corum Memorial Event. We've got five divisions of racing tomorrow night. And looking forward to getting the season opened up. And, it's kind of been an odd time. We've all been waiting to get back to the action, to get back to the racetracks. And, and to have that motorsports feel and some normalcy, and it's finally here, and we're looking forward to it tomorrow night.
Hey, Brad, Chris Corum here. We've talked a lot about, of course, this pandemic and race cars being parked and racetracks being slowed down. But if there's one cool thing that's came out of this and something good comes out of everything, it's the old school feel we have. Cup drivers are driving themselves to the racetrack and packing their own gear. We're racing three or four nights a week, and now this week, first week back, we've got Bulls Gap last night, Smoky Mountain tonight, Tazewell tomorrow night, and 411 Monday night, which is how it was back in the old days, man. Those cats race three or four nights a week every week. Tell us something that you've done as a promoter there at Tazewell Speedway that may ensure everyone's thoughts that it's okay to come back and watch a race at Tazewell Speedway tomorrow night.
Well, I mean, we're encouraging folks to practice social distancing if they feel comfortable doing so. We've got a lot of sanitary items that are going to be available, a lot of things that are going to try to make people feel more comfortable. But also, we've got Mother Nature on our side. You know, we're an outdoor event. We are expecting great weather, warm temperatures. And there's something to be said just to feel good to get back outside in the sunshine. And, a lot of folks have been cooped up for many weeks now, as have I, as have you guys. Obviously, you're doing the show remotely. So we're just looking forward to getting back to seeing things that we are familiar with, which is racing on the weekends in East Tennessee. So looking forward to that. We're kind of getting started with a bang here. We've got a 3,000-win special event tomorrow night. And then next Saturday night, we roll right back with a $10,000 to win super late model event, the 15th annual Toyota Knoxville 50, presented by Ted Russell Ford, as well as the folks at Secret City Dodge Jeep Ram. And we're really excited to come back to action with two big events right off the bat.
So I want to make sure we're clear to our listeners. You guys are going to have fans, and you're welcoming that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. General admission is $15. The gates will open at 5 p.m. We are open to the stands, so everybody can come and enjoy the races, as well as the pit areas and all of the participants and spectators alike. We are open to the public.
Hey, Brad, it's Andy. I just wanted to ask you a question. In discussions and talking with your dad, and I know that you all have done a lot of work to the track, and he's really excited about that. And with him telling me about that, that's the most exciting I'm getting about being there tomorrow, is to check out the track and see how smooth everything is and how fast it's going to be. And I know we're supposed to get some pop-up thunderstorms this afternoon, which is more than 24 hours away from the race. Would you like for it to rain some tomorrow morning, or is this afternoon good enough for the track?
Honestly, we're up here right now working on it to try to, a lot of those rains that we've had all week long. I mean, ultimately a dirt track. Chris Corum knows this. He's been around this business a long, long time. Mother Nature is the key factor in preparing a dirt track, and we just have to counter whatever Mother Nature does. So we a little bit of rain this evening is not going to hurt us. We don't want to see one of those flash flood frog stranglers.
Yeah.
Just because then it gets the dirt washing down the bank. But they put a lot of dirt on this racetrack over the winter. The track crews worked pretty hard at getting this thing in good shape, and I haven't seen it this smooth in several years. And I am really looking forward to the next two weekends, because you got a special event tomorrow night, and then next week you've got the super late model cars here. I think the racetrack will be as competitive as it's been in a long, long time. Fresh clay on it. That's a race car driver's best friend right there, when you say you put fresh clay on a dirt track.
Yeah, that's got me more excited about being up there as anything, just to see how the track's going to work itself in.
All right, Brad, give us, for our listeners, tell them where they can find you. You're the Tazewell Speedway, the Bad Taz, Bad Fast, and with new clay on it, should be even faster. Give us a rundown real quick before we let you go of what they might need to know to get there, and anything different that they may need to do to prepare to come. And we do want to take our hats off and thank you for opening back up with fans, that is, at Tazewell Speedway, and if we can all kind of get over our car sickness.
I, again, you know, and to all the fans and spectators alike, you know, bring whatever PPE makes you feel comfortable. If you feel comfortable with a mask, by all means, bring one with you. We will have sanitation stations around. We are just north of the town of Tazewell, off of Highway 25 up here, just about a mile or so off of the four-lane highway. There's signage out on the four-lane, TazewellSpeedway.net. Find us on Facebook as well. Again, the general admission tomorrow night is $15, and the gates open at 5 p.m., and we should be underway about sunset. That's usually how we do it up here. We get underway about sunset, and we'll hopefully put on a quick program and get everybody out of here at a good time and have a good time, tomorrow on the Memorial Day, and then go to 411 Monday, and check another race out if they want to, and come back and see us next week on the 30th for a 10,000 win.
That's awesome, Brad. We appreciate you sitting down with us. We appreciate you guys getting on out there first and being first to get open back up for a week, and, like I said, get over our car sickness. You have a great day, and we wish you good luck tomorrow.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. And I will have to say that my first race car was a Ford that had suicide doors. So just to tip Andy White there, my first race car was a Legend car with suicide doors. So, that's always cool.
I'm sure you won a lot of races in that car too, didn't you?
We had a lot of fun, man. We had a lot of fun. But I really appreciate you guys. I really appreciate the White family, the folks out at Secret City, Ted Russell, and Toyota Knoxville as well. They've done a lot for us up here at Tazewell Speedway, and we appreciate them.
Thank you. That's Brad Hall, Tazewell Speedway. Promoter extraordinaire reopening their speedway tomorrow. They are not fanless. I repeat, they are not fanless. They are welcoming fans. If you've got comfort levels and you want to bring a mask or any kind of PPE, they welcome that. You won't be judged. Come, have a good time, let your hair down, have fun, get back out there. It's time to reopen the country. We are live at Ted Russell Ford Lincoln, not Mercury, just Ted Russell Ford Lincoln on Parkside Drive. I got to get that out of my head. And we're going to be here until 12 o'clock. Come on down. Andy White is here. He's in the tower. He's making deals. He is the ultimate deal maker. He can sign off on anything, even a free car. Come on in. We are at Ted Russell Ford. We'll be here until 12 o'clock today.
Back to the fastest 2 hours in radio, the Lead Lap. Brought to you in part by Phoenix Conversions and Bobcat of Knoxville.
Said, Grandpa, what's this picture here? It's all black and white, and it ain't real clear. Is that you there? He said, yeah, I was 11. Times were tough back in 35. That's me and Uncle Joe just trying to survive a cotton farm and a Great Depression.
Welcome back. God, I love that song right there. I could just listen to that for the rest of the hour. We are live on our small business tour, second stop. We are at Ted Russell Ford Lincoln, No Mercury. You can come to Parkside Drive. You can go to the Walker Springs location. They are dealing. It's never been a better time to buy a new car than now and to buy American. Buy America is huge. It's a huge Memorial Day sale. Andy White has come off the lake, and he is here, and he is making deals. So if you've even thought about trading or just buying straight out or whatever, no reasonable offer, refused, come on down here. We're looking at a GT350 here. We're looking at another Mustang right here. We're looking at a four-door Raptor truck. We're looking at a Lincoln with suicide doors, the only one in the country. There is all kinds of beautiful shiny metal here at Ted Russell Ford Lincoln here at Parkside Drive. So come on by. Someone's been waiting patiently. Let's get to Gene's call. Gino, you're on the Food City Lead Lap. Thanks for holding on.
Hello, Ron. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Appreciate it. Sorry for the long hold.
That's all right. How's my old buddy Chris?
He's sitting here to my left. I've got him 6 feet away, and I keep him that way regardless. I was doing that way before this pandemic started, but he's sitting here to my left, and he's doing good.
How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Gino. Glad to hear from you. A lot of people said, Gino, that sounds familiar, and it's Gene Blevins, who was a world-famous announcer at Atomic Speedway, at the famed historic Atomic Speedway. And man, glad to hear from you. We could talk to you for an hour about some old racing memories, huh?
Oh my God, yeah, you got that right. You know, I spent 15 years at Tazewell.
Yeah, he was an announcer at Tazewell, and I mean, Gino has been around, I mean, especially through the 70s and 80s, and man, that was a different time for automobile racing for sure, right, Gene?
Yeah, I announced at Charlotte, North Westboro, Martinsville, Richmond. I was a turn announcer. And I spent 30 years in NASCAR. And right here, the local drivers, matter of fact, Chris's dad was a personal friend of mine, Little Bill Corn, number 21, right, Chris?
Yeah, that's right, man. I'll tell you, I love to talk to people that remember that era of racing, and if there's anything I'd like to do is go out and be able to race myself in that era. That was a special time. That I don't know, say 71 through 85 or so, that 14, 15 years was really cool, especially in this town.
Yeah, his uncle, Melvin Corn, was a good race car driver, too. Matter of fact, they're going to put on the Melvin Corn race at Tazewell
weekend. That'll be tomorrow night, for sure.
Tomorrow
we just talked
night,
to Brad Hall, about that race, the Melvin Corn Memorial, tomorrow night at Tazewell, Gene.
Yeah, Ron, I had a bad stroke in 2015, took me away from racing and the car business. I was in the car business 47 years. So I know the cars, too, don't I?
You sure do. That's what we were talking about. You know, Gene Blevins was a fixture at Bergen Dodge. And, in fact, Gene, you were Bergen Dodge there at one time and been in the car business for a long time. Or are you still helping out down in Carnes?
No, I'm just not able, Chris. I ain't never got my walk back. See, the thing about it is, I laid the floor 14 hours before anybody found me. And I was about gone when they found me, thank the Lord. And they got me to the hospital and saved my life, I guess I might say. But I'm getting around, doing good, and good to see you and your family at Old Charlie's a couple months ago. Is your daughter with you, Chris?
Yeah, Callie's with us.
Hey, Gene.
How you doing, Kelly? How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good. It's good to hear from you.
Well, it's good to hear from you, too. You're taken back after your daddy, aren't you?
We don't know if that's good or not, but...
I act like dad and I look like mom.
Perfect combination. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing, Kelly.
Hey, Gene, I'll tell you, a lot of our listeners, I know, especially old-time listeners, remember hearing Gene Blevins' voice at local racetracks. And like you said, if hopefully they were able to hear you maybe at Charlotte or Martinsville or Richmond. And, man, we're honored that you've called, and we appreciate getting to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, I wanted to give you my picks for tomorrow night.
Yep.
I want Denny Hamlin, Chris.
Denny Hamlin. Going to pick Denny Hamlin for tomorrow night. You think he might get on a hot streak, huh?
He's already hot, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And Wednesday night, I want Truex, number 19.
Number 19, Truex.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, when Truex gets dialed in, especially at Charlotte, he's hard to beat. If you remember the 600 here a year or so ago, he led nearly every lap of a 600-mile race, and that was impressive. So, hey, man, we got you down for Denny Hamlin on Sunday and Martin Truex Jr. on Wednesday. And once again, man, we appreciate you calling, Gene. Good to hear from you, a true legend in motorsports around these parts.
Rob, before I go, I want to tell you one on Chris.
All right.
Everybody have the pause button ready.
I was announcing that Atomic, and Chris went to work at 411. Now, at Atomic, they paid me $300 a week on the regular shows and $500 on the big shows. And Chris called me several times, trying to get me to come to 411. And so one day I said, Chris, what do you pay? And he said, $100 a race. $100 a race. Well, Lord be hell, I'll tell you, I don't think I'll ever take that job.
Yeah, you would have been in the hole if you would have.
Well, you got to remember, Doug Sofa gave me all my
financial advice. That's right. That's big money.
Yeah.
All right, Gene, we appreciate it. Hey, call us back next Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, man, you have a great day. That's Gene Blevins. I didn't realize that he was a turn announcer at Wilkesboro and all those Martinsville and all those other guys, and also Atomic. Man, he's making big money if he's getting $300 on a regular show, $500 on a show at Atomic. Sounds like Carson Branham numbers.
That's Carson Branham numbers. And that was back in the good old days.
Yeah.
And I want to say I don't remember that, but yeah. I absolutely do remember
that. Well, I can
that.
Verify you probably were paying $100. We were paying $125 when I was at Atomic, so I can't imagine that. You know, you wouldn't have got that by $300.
Well, Gino was too high profile. You know, he had outgrown 411 Motor Speedway for sure.
Oh, well, that's funny. That's funny. Hey, we are live on our Small Business Strong Tour. We are at Ted Russell Ford Lincoln here at Parkside Drive. There's still time to come in. Great deals. You guys are going to be here till what time tonight, Andy? 8 o'clock tonight, you can come in, do your deal, and drive one of these puppies home. They got great financing. Basically, I mean, just free money for a long time. I mean, that's really the only way I know to describe it is that it's free money. So there's never been a better time to come and buy American, and that's what you can do here at Ted Russell Ford in either location. And remind you, if they don't have what you want here, you can run up the road to their other location. They got a ton of inventory between both stores. We're looking at some Mustang GTs, we're looking at some Ford Raptors, we're looking at some Lincolns, and man, I tell you what, just a bunch of pretty stuff. They've got a food truck outside, you can come by, and I tell you what, if you buy a car, Andy White's gonna buy your lunch, and that's all you got to do is buy a car, he's gonna buy your lunch. And so come on by and see us. Just looking through things, everybody's sort of starved for any kind of racing going on during the coronavirus thing. And there was something that I came across that thought was good and had to do with horse racing. We talk about it. We say, hey, if they go fast or they turn left or straight, we still talk about it. But there was a great call on the coronavirus derby. And do we have that? Can we pull that up, Sam? Here is the race call for the coronavirus derby during the pandemic on the lead lap.
And they're off. Out of the gate, it's coronavirus, followed closely behind by Wuhan-style lockdown. On the outside, it's global pandemic working hard against flatten the curve. Social distancing got off to a slow start, but he's now neck and neck with flatten the curve. On the inside, it's just a little flu, followed by trust the experts. As they pass the quarter pole, 18 months vaccine is working hard to get past Plaquenil. Dr. Fauci is three lengths back of the leaders. Stimulus plan is trying to squeeze by PPE as they enter the backstretch, but out on the outside, here comes economic shutdown. Open by Easter gets bumped a little bit by Dr. Fauci. Flatten the curve and economic shutdown are battling it out as they head past the half-mile pole. Distance learning stumbled out of the gate, and it looks like he won't be able to get back into it. Not his day today, folks. They are moving at a brisk pace and all clustered together except for my bank account, which is way back of the pack. He might be injured. They might have to pull him up. Toilet paper is nowhere to be seen. He's lost in the pack. As they head into the far turn, it's social distancing still in the lead, but daily briefing is lurking 1.5 lengths back. It's a tremendous race, folks. I've never seen anything like it. And now, cure worse than the disease is starting to make his move. As they enter the top of the stretch, cabin fever is charging hard, but social distancing is holding him off. Economic shutdown is still looking strong, and he's nose to nose with cure worse than the disease. And on the inside, here comes Dr. Fauci, and down the stretch they come. It's social distancing and economic shutdown now neck and neck. I don't believe it. Dr. Fauci is trying to keep pace, and with 1 furlong to go, it's economic shutdown, social distancing, and Dr. Fauci. And as they come to the wire, it's, oh my God, it's no one knows by a head. Oh, an incredible race, folks. 11-7-12 trifecta pace 1:17.39.
Woo! That was the live call of the coronavirus derby. I don't know about your bank account, but sure did hurt mine too, Chris Gordon.
Yeah, for sure. And I hadn't heard that, man. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Isn't
it?
I like that.
So anyway, if it goes fast, turns left, goes straight, we talk about on lead lap. And that was the race call for the coronavirus derby during the pandemic. People sitting around the house, obviously, with nothing to do, so making YouTube videos. But I thought the guy did pretty tremendous job, and yeah, it was appropriate to follow Gene Blevins with the coronavirus call.
Yeah, that was very appropriate. And some of the horse racing names you hear, I mean, that was that believable. Is you know, I don't know where they come up with some of these multi-million-dollar horses,
yeah,
with what they name them.
Those are all great names.
They were all great names.
Yeah.
And we may see some horses named, yeah, that in the future.
I'd say you're probably right. He's Hat Man Chris Corm. She's Callie Gorgeous. She is socially distanced to my right. He's socially distanced to my left. We are at Ted Russell Ford Lincoln Parkside Drive. We're going to be here till 12 noon. Andy White's buying everybody lunch. Come on by. All you got to do is buy a car, and he's going to buy lunch. That seems like a pretty even swap. We are the Food City Lead Lap, and we'll be right back.
Back to the fastest 2 hours in radio, the Lead Lap, brought to you in part by Cox General Contracting and CFI Insulation.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone, up and at them bright and early. I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success. My head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money. There's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory. I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be.
Welcome back and happy Memorial Day. We are saluting soldiers for the next 40 minutes. If you want to call in and tell us who's riding shotgun with you this weekend, we are saluting fallen soldiers. We've had some great call-ins already, and if you want to call in and honor a fallen soldier, feel free to do so. We got just a few minutes left, but we are proud to have local late model driver Jed Emmert join us here on the Food City Lead Lap. Jed, I understand it was a late night for you. We appreciate you getting up early and being on with us.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. It was a late one. It's usually never a good sign when you roll in and watch the sun come up, or roll in at home and watch the sun come up. But it was a good night, and everybody's glad to be back racing. You know, they had a good crowd and a bunch of cars. So I'm going to look at the positive side of it. We had a good car, and it was a fun time.
Well, hey, Jed, we've talked about a little bit. If there's anything good to come out of this this international pandemic, is it's a lot of the old school things that I'm seeing with you know, cup drivers driving themselves to the racetrack, racing three or four nights in a row. And you'll hear me say this is the way we used to do it back in the day quite a bit. But I hear they had a record number of cars for the crate class, had a bunch of steelhead cars, and I hear you run pretty good and had some difficulty last night.
Yeah, we there's a bunch of race cars. I know that. I know that. I think the crate cars were upwards of 50 or something like that. So there's a big car count there, and there was 30 or so of us in the steelhead class. And that was actually our first steelhead race ever. With I've got a new ride this year on top of my other ride. You know, to run steelheads this year, we started second in our first ever race and led the first quarter of the race, 13, 14 laps, and then between a number of different things, the driver being out of shape and falling out of the seat, and then a couple parts issues, we kind of fell back there and ended up having to pull off. But, you know, it's pretty cool to lead and to, you know, run with those guys. You know, those are some of the best steelhead or late model drivers in the country. So to say that we led with that group, I'll take that any day.
Well, and hey, Jed, that's something we've talked about a little bit, especially at Darlington, the first cup race. I mean, that's something you can't see on TV or as a fan is the physical aspect of a race car. I know a lot of people just say, well, you know, it's just driving a car in circles. That sounds pretty easy. But tell us a little bit about the physical aspect, and especially not racing in a while. I know always for me, the first couple was the hardest back because you get really sore, and there is a fatigue factor in driving a race car.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, last night where it rained so much, the racetrack had a little bit of character to it, so it made for good racing. But, you know, for somebody like me, unfortunately, I don't work out like I need to probably. But it is tough. You know, you're just going so fast. And, you know, what people don't understand that consider is, well, it's just driving a car, and it's not. I mean, you're getting in the corner so hard, and the G-forces, and it's throwing you in the seat. It's got you pinned in the seat, so... a lot of that, plus you're jumping up and down and going across bumps and stuff like that. You know, so in the car, like on the outside, from the fan perspective, it doesn't look like anything. It just looks like you're just going around through there. But inside the car, as you know, we're getting a workout and working hard. So actually, the last four or five laps that I ran, I didn't have power steering. So I thought I was going to be a man enough to finish it, but I was not.
Well, and, you know, and another thing, it's mentally drained, the concentration level that you have to maintain, because if you're doing it right, you're going as fast as you can go without wrecking somebody. So there's a mental draining part of that, too. And, man, it can be taxing. But I know we're going to turn around with the American Crate Series and the Topless Outlaw Series back at Smoky Mountain tonight. One of your favorite tracks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously Smoky Mountain's home. I mean, it's 5 minutes from me. It's where I grew up racing. And, you know, the last time we went to Smoky Mountain with our sportsman car, we won. And I think the fans saw a great show. You know, the War of Outlaws were there and put on a great show. And I think our race was pretty decent, too. So I expect the same tonight. You know, there's some of the best crate guys, crate racers, and steelhead guys in the country are going to be there tonight. And I have no doubt it's going to be a good show. I just hope Mother Nature will play nice with us. Right now it's looking good, but, it's just like last night. You know, everything was going smooth, and then we just had a random pop-up shower. Well, once it was gone, you know, we were good to go. But I think we'll be good to go tonight as well.
Well, and that's something sometimes good for the racetrack, but you got to dodge those. And, you know, Jake, actually, 2019 Sportsman Track Champion at Smoky Mountain. Tell us what maybe fans can expect to see that maybe hadn't been to a race ever at Smoky Mountain, or maybe going back from a long dry spell here.
Well, if you are a speed junkie, you're going to really enjoy Smoky Mountain. It's just so fast. Even when the racetrack's looking slow, it's still, you know, the fastest racetrack in East Tennessee, probably. I mean, Tazewell's obviously real quick, and Bulls Gap's fast. As far as long straightaways and a speed junkie, you know, Smoky Mountain is it. And I'd say with the rain we've had this week, it's going to be get everything you can get, go as fast as you can go. Unfortunately for me, it's probably going to be another one of those races where you got to be up on the wheel for the whole race and try not to fall out of the seat.
All right. Well, very good. Jed Emmert will be in the number 98 tonight. Now, will you have the steelhead car as well, or just your sportsman car, Jed?
Yes. Yeah, so the plan is we're going to have the steelhead car as well. Like I said, there we had a little bit of issues at the end of the race, so we've got to get that squared away this morning. We're working on that. But the sportsman car will be there for sure. And the plan is, as long as everything works together here real good, we'll be there with the steelhead car as well.
Okay, very good. Fans, come out to see if Jed Emmert can physically get it done after a long, hard night at Bulls Gap last night. Jed, hey, we appreciate you as always being on, and look forward to seeing you tonight at the historic Smoky Mountain Speedway.
hey, thank you for having me on, and happy Memorial Day for everybody. Thank you to all our veterans, our first responders, and then everybody out there. You know, they it's a shame we only thank them, you know, one weekend of the year. You know, they deserve it every day. But just thank you to everybody that's a veteran or a first responder listening, and we appreciate you guys.
Thank you. That was Talking Dirty with our featured local driver this week, Jed Emmert. You can see Jed out at Smoky Mountain Raceway tonight, just outside of Maryville. Get out there and see it. It's live racing, folks. Get out and support it. Talking Dirty is brought to you by Beginning Point Land Surveying. Land is expensive. Is somebody on yours? God, it feels good to have racing back, Chris Corn.
Don't it, though? I mean,
you know, with fans.
With fans, you know, Ron, worried about if we were even going to be able to talk, have a radio show this season after what had happened with the international pandemic. But things are starting to feel like normal or even better. I'll tell you, when you run three or four nights in a row and then you have two nights a week cup racing, I mean, it was worth the wait. Don't you agree?
I absolutely do. A lot of pent-up demand, so I'm sure they're going to have a great crowd. That was Jed Emmert. Get out and see him at Smoky Mountain. He had Bulls Gap ran last night. And then also Tazewell. We had Brad Hall on earlier. They'll be running tomorrow, correct, on Monday, Memorial Day. So there's lots of racing all around at your local track. And as we always say, been to the races lately? Why not? I think that's the first time we did that this year.
I believe you're right.
Y'all didn't miss a beat.
Goosebumps there.
Got goosebumps up, exactly. I want to remind everybody, come on out and support Ted Russell Ford. Buy American, buy Ford, buy Lincoln. We're here at Ted Russell Ford until 12 o'clock, but they'll be here until 8 o'clock tonight. Come by. Andy White is in the tower, and he's dealing. He said he'd even buy you lunch if you bought a car. So, also, what's going on here on the Worldwide of Cup is the Coca-Cola 600. It's the longest race of the season. That's going to be tomorrow, Sunday, May 24th at 6 p.m. They're going to go 400 laps, 600 miles, the fittest survive. They'll come back on Monday at Charlotte Motor Speedway for the Osco 300, and that date is Monday, May the 25th, and that's going to be at 7:30, another night race. And if you're not tired of racing yet, you can catch the NASCAR Gander RV Outdoor Truck Series over at Charlotte Motor Speedway, Tuesday, May the 26th. That's an 8 o'clock night race. And we're not done yet. We're going to bring the Cup Boys back to Charlotte Motor Speedway on Wednesday for a Wednesday night weed out, May the 27th at 8 o'clock. So we're going to make our picks real quick. I'm going with Truex and Harvick.
Truex and Harvick. I'm going with Harvick on Saturday night and Truex on Wednesday
night. He flip-flopped. There you go. That was easy.
One of mine. I'll take Kyle Busch and Harvick.
There you go. What you got, Foreman?
All right. I am going to go with Kyle Busch on Sunday as well. And then I'm going to take Denny Hamlin again on Wednesday. It worked out for me once. We'll see if it does it again.
Yeah, he's wanting to see Hamlin wear that mask again.
It was interesting.
It was interesting, exactly. You've been listening to the Food City Lead Lap. We are stop two of the Small Business Tour Strong, and we appreciate you tuning us in. Remind you to set your Ted Russell Ford Fantasy Racing League lineup twice this week. Special thanks to Ted Russell Ford, Andy White, for hosting our second stop on our hashtag Small Business Strong Tour as we use the power radio to support and reopen our small businesses. Big George's brother, Sound Foreman, for pushing the buttons back at Mission Control. Shout out to Callie Gorgeous for keeping socially distanced. And my longtime crew chief, Chris Corum, always making us smarter. Hello to my smoking hot wife, Sandy Morton, back keeping the home fire burning. And a humble thanks to you, our listeners, and our over-the-top sponsors. My greatest fan of all, my Heavenly Father. He sits right next to me at every race and can sit right next to you, too. All you got to do is call his name. The Lead Lap is produced locally by Trendsetters Media Group. We print everything and are dang good at it. Happy Memorial Day, race fans. Up next, Ball Network Classic Game of the Week. Tony White scores 51 points against Auburn and Tennessee's first win at Rupp Arena, only on the Sports Animal. Been to the races lately? Why not?
With the stars and stripes and the eagle flag. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we've